I believe we have Scott Hess coming up first. Is that so correct? Thank you very much, sir. On behalf of the Friends of Maine Seabirds.
Thank you. My name is Scott Hess. I'm here today on behalf of the Friends of Maine Seabird Islands. I just wanted to first thank the chairs, Senator Baker and Representative Kamiga, and the other members for having me here today to be able to speak. Friends of Maine Seabird Islands, abbreviated, we call it FOMSI, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization located in Rockland, Maine. And the primary objective of our organization is to help support the Maine Coastal Islands National Wildlife Refuge, which is managed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And it consists of approximately 60 islands off the coast of Maine down from York County all the way up through Washington County. I've enclosed in your material both a brochure from FOMSI as well as a brochure from the refuge. And within that brochure from the refuge, it has a list of the different islands that are included in the refuge and also some of the mainland portions of that refuge. The Fish and Wildlife Service, part of their management activities include studying various species of animals, particularly seabirds, such as puffins, razorbills, and Arctic terns. They provide critical management of invasive species and help to maintain not only the islands where we have those seabirds, but where we have also historical buildings, lighthouses, and other sort of staple features of the Maine coastline. The board of our organization is fairly diverse. We have biologists, retired employees from the Fish and Wildlife Service, attorney, realtor, and I think we have a good complement of different backgrounds which help us to perform our mission. Some of the ways that we support the refuge include fundraising, organizing and managing volunteers, advocacy, and hosting events such as presentations to the public. We have monthly art walks through the refuge, which again is down in Rockland, Maine, which draw on a fair number of visitors, and we also display different works from local artists. We have a educational facility where some of the local schools will come in and learn about the coast of Maine and the different resources that it supports. Let's see here. In particular, one of the tools our organization brings is to be able to help the refuge with some of its activities without being hamstrung by some of the regulations that they have under the regulations of the Fish and Wildlife Service. And as an organization, we focus on supporting the conservation of the efforts of the refuge, which of course includes seabirds and other animals. But I think it's also important to recognize, which we do, there's a significant economic component and benefit to these refuge islands. The seabirds, as you know, are a sort of a staple animal of Maine. There's a significant amount of revenue that's generated every year, between $7 and $10 million just on direct tourism to these islands. And five of the six breeding grounds for the puffins and terns are located on the refuge property. There's a very limited number of islands which actually support those breeding populations. So it's just that fact alone makes them significant to the economy in the coast of Maine. In addition, the refuge themselves draws in over 100,000 visitors a year, which of course provides revenue to local businesses, you know, hotels, restaurants, and other organizations that host visitors. And not surprisingly, some 93% of the persons who visit the refuges are not from Maine. They're here on vacation and are, you know, interested in experiencing that natural resource that we have in the Gulf of Maine. We because of the focus that we have on preserving the refuge and the resources, we're kind of a unique organization, even though we're focusing on conservation. We have a lot in common, too, with local fishermen, aquaculture, and other businesses that operate in the Gulf. And in that regard, I think our approach in many situations is to try to work collaboratively with those other groups. I think there's that we're able to promote manage good conservation and management policies, and also recognizing and encouraging some of the economic benefits that we have in the Gulf of Maine. So, keep my presentation short. Thank you.
Don't go away. There might be questions. Are there any questions for Mr. Hess? I thank you very much.
Thank you.